told Rab Yehuda, Achud Rab Tala Chaside, that he should be mispalot Tfilas Haderech, and it says the Nusach of Tfilas Haderech Beloshen Yochid. And he had said, he told him that Himolech V'Koinech. Rashi says Himolech Tul Rishus. Omar Abaye, Lo'oilom L'Shatev Inish Nafshe Bahadi Tibure. So Abaye said that a person should say the Tfile B'Loshen Rabin. Eiche Neimo, Yirotzein Mulfonecho Hashem Aleikeinu Yeteilicheinu L'Sholem. What does Rashi say? L'shatef nafshei al yispalo tfila ktsore b'loshin yochid. He should not be mispalo this tfila b'loshin yochid. Elo b'loshin rabin. Shemi toich kach filosoi nishmas. Samoir de kechidish over here that the kabbalah satfila is dependent who he's being mispalo for. If he's mispalo for himself, that's one parsha. If he's mispalo for the rabbim, sheteilichenu l'sholem, he's mispalo for all the hoche drachim, that is a gewaldike chshivis and tfilosei nishmas. The same chiddush we have in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin omid aleph, amir dike kasha. Tosfos asks a kasha, Rabbi Yehuda says in Rosh Hashanah, that before Reish Hashanah is the Ksive, Yom HaKippurim is the Chsime, and after the Gzar Din, one cannot be Zoichet to be Kereya the Gzar Din. Till the Gzar Din, one can be Kereya, but after the Gzar Din, Atfilas Yochid cannot help to be Kereya the Gzar Din. So Taisus asks Akasher, Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechet Shabbos, that a person comes and is Mavakir Achoyle, so he's Mispalo for him, that she have a Refuah Shalema. So Tosfos asks, how can that tefillah help after the Gzar Din? It doesn't say he's coming in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. It says that whenever he visits him, he's mispalo for him. How can that tefillah help after the Gzar Din? So Tosfos says the nusach tefillah is, he's mispalo for him together with all chaylim. When one is mispalo for all chayla Yisrael, that is a chshivis of a tefillah's rabbin. And a tefillah for a rabbin is equivalent to a tvila of a rabbim, and that is b'kareya agzar din. So al koponim, that's what Abaye said over here, that a person, the nusach atvila should be a tvila's rabbim, sheteilichenu l'sholim, and therefore, mitech kach tvilosai nishma. The tzlach is ma'ira, so why before was there a loshen yochid? And Abaye says, Leilam l'shatev in nishnafshi badi tzibur, should be a loshen rabim, is there a machloikis? So the tzlach says something very interesting. We mentioned yesterday that the loshen of Eliyahu HaNavi to Rabbi Yehuda was, himolech b'koineh, that you should ask reshus from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, if you should go on the derech, or if you shouldn't go on the derech. The shaila is, it's a very interesting lashon. How is one himoli b'koyme? How does one get back an answer from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? So the tzlach says, we find that Rab Chanina ben Doise had a way of finding out if his tefillah was niskabel. If Moses tefillah shgura b'fiv, he knew that the tefillah was niskabel. If the tefillah was not shgura b'fiv, he knew the tefillah was not niskabel. So the Tzlach says, this secret was only for people equivalent to Rab Chanina ben Doise. By normal people, there's no simen ahin seher. Amol, the tefillah can go very good, and it won't be niskabel. Amol, one stumbles on the words, and it could be niskabel. But Rab Chanina ben Doise, and those who are equivalent to Rab Chanina ben Doise, they had a way of finding out if their tefillah is niskabel. So he says as follows, Eliyahu HaNavi came to Rabbi Yehuda, Omer le Eliyahu le Rabbi Yehuda, that k'sha'ata yaitze l'derech, himolech b'koinech. He told him, listen, you have a way of finding out if you should go on the derech, if you shouldn't go on the derech. You say tfilas haderech, and you'll see if it's shkura b'ficha, you'll know you should go, and if not, you shouldn't go. So this was Eliyahu HaNavi's Eitzeh to Rabbi Yehuda. That is for Eliyahu HaNavi to tell Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda would say Aloshin Rabim, he wouldn't accomplish anything. He's not finding out about himself if he should go on the Derech. He's speaking for, he's a tefillah for Gam's Klal Yisrael. So Memele, that won't, that, from that tefillah he won't find out what he should do. So Rabbi Yehuda alone, by him there was a Nusach Taka, a Nusach of Aloshin Yochid, because by him the Inyan of tefillah HaDerech was Himolech Bekoine. Aber Omer Abaye, we're not on the Madrega of Rabbi Yehuda. So by us, the Inyan of Tzvilas HaDerech is not an oifen of finding out what we should do. We're in the blind. We don't know what to do. So Al Koponim, the Inyan is not a b'china v'imolech b'koinech, nor it's a tefillah. So if it's a tefillah, so a person should do the greatest ishtadlis to ensure that the tefillah should be niskabel. So how does one do this? He should say it b'loshen rabim. That's how the Tzlach wants to explain the Gemara of Chav Tesemet Beis and our Gemara of Lamed Ob Medala. Eimas Matzli, when does one start davening? When does he say this Tfilas HaDerech? Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chizde, Misho Shemahalech Baderech. Misho Shemahalech Baderech Poshet. There's a machlokes the Mogen Avraham in Tal. We pass him like the Mogen Avraham. That means when he leaves the ear, he's after Shivim Amah Vishirayim of the last house in the ear. He left the ear. That's called he's Mahalech Baderech. And then he could say Tfilas HaDerech. The Taz says he's permitted to say Tfilas HaDerech even in the ear. Even the Beis is allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech if he has intentions that he's taki going out today to travel. It says Mishehichzik Baderech means when he made up his mind that he's going to be a Yotzei LaDerech. That's the Shita Sataz. Mishnebrur Pasnas L'chadchila one should do like the Mogen Avraham. But the Yevad, if one said it, the Beis, or he's Yotze. If he had intention to be a Yotze L'derech that day. Ad Kamo, Omar Rab Yaakov, Omar Rab Chizde, Ad Parse. Now what does this mean, Ad Kamo? So Rashi says, Ad Kamo Zmano L'Hispalo. Till when a Yotze L'derech, till when can he say this tefillah? A parse. Till he goes a parse, which is a shir of 4 mil. Avoloi la'acher shaholach parse. After he went more than a shir parse, that means he's a yoytze l'derech. He has a derech of 10 parse, for example. So he can say this tefillah till he went a shir parse. After he went to Shir Parsa, he can't say this tefillah anymore. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, Shitas Rashi is very difficult to understand. What kind of a cheshbon is this? The Rosh asks. And after the Parsa, what's happening? He's still a Yotze L'Derech. He should have done it before. L'chatchila, he should have said tefillah HaDerech, perhaps in the beginning of the Yotze L'Derech. He didn't say it. But he's still traveling. So what cheshbon is there that after a parse he shouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech anymore? And therefore, we don't paskin like Rashi. Al-Rayv Rishayim disagree with Rashi. We hold the Bahag's pshat, which we'll see in a minute. So what is Taka the Biur in Rashi? So there's two mahalchim to fa'emfa Rashi. I'll kapon him to try to understand Rashi. The Meiri says something very interesting. Rashi said, Himolech Bekoinech Tu Rishus. I don't know if Rashi learned like the Tzlach, but it seems that the Inyan of Tfilas HaDerech is an Atilas Rishus. So the Meiri says, Pshat Rashi, that after a parse, Ein Zen Nimlach Bekoinech. The Inyan of Tfilas HaDerech is, you can't be in the middle and you remind yourself. The Zman of Tfilas HaDerech has a Seder. Himolech Bekoinech. That's the Zman. before you go out, or when you start going out, is a seder of himolech b'koineh. In the middle, that's not the thriller. The thriller is himolech b'koineh. That's how the Meiri says pshat m'rash. The Pnei Yeshuin, the donkey, Divrei David want to say pshat m'rashi, that be'emesin, this is a thriller. And the Divrei David says it's very interesting. There are three tefillahs, Shachas, Mincha, and Meire. In Ayotzel of Derech, here's the fourth tefillah. It's about a tefillah. Here's a din tefillah. This is a tefillah that we will massacre Le'yotzel of Derech, but it's a tefillah. Agavucha, Maimar, Hamuzger, the two brings down a shaila, why doesn't it start with a broche? And there are three terutzim on this kasha. Before we go into the second and third teretz, let me tell you the first teretz, which seems to stim very much with this Divrei David. The first teretz that the Tur says, he says it's not a broche. Eina elo tfile ba'alme, shemispalo la'kodish bohu. Ve'einu kebirchas hanenin, elo ba'koshes rachmen. And if Neshayesh Barichas Dvorim, so he's chasm with a broche. So it seems the Tur is telling us that there are Hilchis broches in Hilchis Tfilah. Hilchis broches have to start with a broche. That's Hilchis broches. The Rishonim ask a kasha, there's a problem in Shemayne Esrei besides that it doesn't start with a broche. There's Terutzim on that kasha. All the Yitzchak's brachas, they don't start with brachas. Maybe there's a brachas mukhal chavote. But there's another problem. The Gemara, we learned before, the Gemara says every bracha needs a shame in malchus. The problem is, where is the malchus in Shemayna Esrei? That's Taisus Akasha further. Taisus, where's the malchus? So the Divrei David, the Nasugya, seems to say, that din, that a broche needs shame in malchus, that's a din in hilchus broches. Tfilah doesn't need shame in malchus. So I'll call upon him a new musig. There's broches in this tfilah. This is a tfilah for a yoytzei lederach. A yoytzei lederach is mechuyev b'tfilah. So they want to say, both of them say the same teret, the Pnei Yeshua and the Divrei David. The Gemara says in Erevin, that habon min haderech al yispalo. Lefi shein daitei b'yusheves olo. That a person who's born min haderech, he was traveling the whole day, he should not daven now. Lefi shein daitei b'yusheves olo. This person is potter from tefillah. So memele, so they say that is pshat m'rashi. Here he's not a born min haderech. He's in full swing. So Kozman, it's still the first parse. He doesn't have yet a din. The derech did not affect him yet. So in the first parse, he's still a bar tefillah. So memele, then he could say tefillah saderech. But after the first parse, so memele, so then it's equivalent to abomin haderech in fakert, he is the oil haderech in front of him, he still has to go further. So then he's potter from this tefillah. That's how the Pnei Yeshua and Divrei David want to say pshat and rash. But this is a mechudishtike pshat, it is a mechudishtike shita. Rashi is a mechudishtike shita. The Rabbeinu Yoine wants to say, before we come to the Bahag's pshat, that maybe lechatchila one should say tfilas haderech toich haparsa rishoyna. But he says b'dieved, if he didn't say it, he can zicha say it later. U'bahag meforish, the Bahag says a second pshat, a different pshat in ad parsa. What are we speaking about? Ad kamo ad parsa. So the Bahag says, at kamo yevakesh leilech sheyetzorech lehispalo. Tfilas haderech, the derech, the hiluch has to have a certain amount. The journey has to have a certain distance. At parse. So if the journey at least is a journey of a parse, afilu ein leilech ela at parse. That's also called Ayyotzi Lederech, and he's Mechuyev B'Tfilas HaDerech. Avol Derech, Poches Mi Parse, Ein Tzorech L'Spalo Tfilazu. But a Derech that is less than a Parse, one does not have to be Mispalo this Broch. That's Shittas Bahag, and we paskin, according with the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Bahag. Now, what is the Pshat in the Bahag? What is this magic word of a parser? So the Rabbeinu Yoneh explains the Bahag. The Rabbeinu Yoneh on Daf Chof Amud Beis, let's see, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, it's on the last Shurim, Mishor Sheyoiches Bederech, that's when he starts, Vat Kamo Parser. Baal Halochis Deilazal Oymer, Shekshiyesh Loi Leleches Parser O Yoiser Mevorech. If the distance he has to go is a parsa or more, then he makes a broche. Avol bepoches mi parsa einei mevorech. Why? Techemoy shehu beir daninolei. He's not called a yaitzei lederech. Less than a parsa, we consider keilu he's still in the ear. He's not a yaitzei lederech. V'roitzei loyma. Ad kama mahalech yi aderech shahoylech shivorech, how big should the derech be that he should be mechuyev levorech? So the shir is that parsha. So the yeshe makshim olov, vidamrinim b'yirishalmi kol hadrochim b'cheskas mesukonim. So what is pshat in a parsha ke'ir dainin alei? It's not ke'ir dainin alei. What's the kol hadrochim b'cheskas mesukonim? The Efshel Oymer, that the klal of the Yerushalmi, Shezeh Einoi Oymer B'Korav Le'ir. A derech that's Korav Le'ir is not Becheske Sakone, because it is close to the year. El Shoheilech B'Derech, Bein HaKforim, Shakelu Becheske Sakone, V'Tzorich L'Spavel L'Vaki Shal Nafshe. So the Rabbeinu Yain explains the Shittas HaBahag, is that something that a derech that is still less than a parsa from the ear is ketoicha ir dainin alei. It doesn't have the chaimer of a derech. It is not considered a mokim sakone, and therefore there's no chiyav tefillah. So the Taz brings down the Rabbeinu Yoneh. So he says, so what if you'll have a derech that's toich? A peich shir pars and there is a sakone. So then one does make a broche. He says, pars is only bisman chazal, a pars, normally a derech that was less than a pars, there was no shash sakone. A derech that was a pars away from the start, there already was olu for sakone. And there is a chiyav of tfilas haderech. The Bir Aloch declares a shayla. He says, if the derech of a parsa passes through a city, that means it goes through a city or it goes close to a city. So what should be the din there? That means if the parsa, which is very much negeb, is manenu, that the drochim, unless you'll say by us, the highways alone are a mokim sakone, so memele, so then we don't have to cheshbon with the shir parsa. We have the Taz over here that the Shir Parsa is only when there's no Sakone. Here a highway could be considered a Mokim Sakone. But Al Koponim, the Bir Haloch declares a Shaila, Im Neiseya Parsa Derech Eze Ir, Oy Sheyedeya She Eze Ir Kroiva Bitzad Derech Nisiyosoy, so could be, even though it's a Parsa from his city, but since this Derech is Kroiva, to another ear, could be one does not say Tfilas HaDerech. Oy efshed the loy potru rakim kol derech nesiyosei hapochus miparsa. Chazal didn't make such chilukim. The criteria was parsa. The derech is a parsa already, it's a parsa from his ear. So memele, even though there are other factors, which according to these factors, there wouldn't be a tzeirech of Tfilas HaDerech, but Chazal didn't make such chilukim. As long as it's a derech parsa, we make a brocha. He blabs by a tzorchi and the bir aloha. Now let's see further. והיכי מצלי לו. Und wat oifen, dass ich sei des Tfilos Adere? Rav Chisda Omar Meumet. Meumet means he shouldn't be walking, he should be standing. Rav Sheishis Omar Afilu Mahala. But no, Tfilos Adere, one can say Afilu Mahala. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheishis have a Kozli Beuche. They're both going on a Dere. Come Rav Chisda and come Atzli. No, Rav Chisda Lishitose, he wanted to say Tfilos Adere. So he stood, and he said, Tfilos Adere. Rav Sheishis was blind, he didn't know exactly what was happening. Omale Rav Sheishis L'shamai, so he asked his Meshores, my Ka'ovid Rav Chisda, what is Rav Chisda doing? Omale Koi Yomatzli, he's standing and saying Tfilos Adere. Omale, they told him, Ukmon Nami Lididi, so help me stand up. Ratali, I'll also be Mispalo. That even though Meikar Adin, I hold it's Mutter B'Mahalach, but why shouldn't I be Mispalo Me'umid if I have an opportunity and it's not necessary to be Seimach on the Ikar Adin? Rashi, Rav Sheishis Moirei Naim Habe. Me'yoyis Toiv Al Tikro Ra, Hoyo Vani Yochel Mispalo Me'umid. I can't be Mispalo Me'umid. Sherei Chavu Rosi Yoy Medes. No, there's no tachlis of going ahead. Like rali muta, even though it's muta mikradin, but it's miyos toy al tikora. Taisvis ve'eichi matlilo atvilo saderech koi. Rav Sheishis ama atvilo mahalach ve'kaim along kerav Sheishis. Mikradin we pass from it. Rav Sheishis mir betaisis posa kerav Yosef kerav Chisde. And Rav Alpes Peres, Rav Chisda, Adifa Leitei, it is preferable to do like Rav Chisda, to be an Oymed, Bishas, Tfilos Adere. The Orach HaShulchan says if a person is sitting in a wagon, or in a, so then he could say it be yeshiva, but if he's in a ship, or a train, he says, it's possible to stand up, he should preferably stand up. To say Tfilos Haderech. My Iko ben Havineinu L'Tfilat Tzor. We learned there's an Indian of Havineinu. Havineinu is said, Afilu Be'ir, or the Bederech, when a person is afraid, he will not be able to say all Yudches Broches. Shemayavsiku Ivrei Drochem. Havineinu is said, the Mogen Avraham brings down when it's very late and he's afraid he won't be able to be mispalo the tefillah before the end of this man tefillah. Havineinu is seven broches in Yisoid, Shalosh Rishaynis, Vishalosh Achaynis, and Havineinu Be'emtza. And tefillah ktzore is when a person finds himself in the Mokim Sakone, the Mokim Debriya Chayis Velistim. Then he says that look Torah, whatever the Nusach is, we hear different Nuschois. And that's the look Torah. So the Gemara asks, my Ike, what is the difference between Havineinu and Tfilat Torah? Both are Tfilis. So what is the difference between this Tfil and this Tfil? So the Gemara says as follows. Havineinu boilet liye gimel kamaise, the gimel basraise. Havineinu is lemaise a Tfil of Shemayna Esrei. No, letzoirech, one is allowed to condense the Shemayna Esrei, and the broches and tzois is allowed to make one broch out of it. But it's a Shemayna Esrei with nitsholish reshoinis, and sholish achoinis, and Havineinu bemtza. V'chimoti lebeisei, if he said this baderech, and now he comes home, loiboy lemeheder litzluyei. He doesn't have to go and daven over again, because he was yaitze shemayna esrei with havineinu. V'tfilak tzore, but if he's in amokim sakone, loiboy litzluyei legimul kamaisa legimul basraise. Atfilak tzore is not bemokim shemayna esrei. He's not up to shemayna esrei now. This is a tvile b'shaita. He's an amokim sakone. So this is a tvile k'tzore. Echimoti lebeisei, boi lemeheda, letzluyei. Then he has to go when he comes back, so when he has time to daven, he's mechuyev to daven complete Shemayna Esrei, because this is not the mokim Shemayna Esrei. V'hilchese havineinu me'umit. If a person is saying havineinu, since havineinu is b'mokim Shemayna Esrei, so it has to be said standing. The lektora, which is b'chlau not b'mokim Shemayna Esrei, Bein Ma'umid, Bein Mahalach. This can be said in any item. Rashi, B'chimote le'beisei, Bod boi le'meheda le'tzluye, Sharei le'hispalo klum mitzvilas yutres. Taisvet, Ma'ike men havineinu le'tzvilak tor, Teimo, Leimo de'ike binayu, When you say it, the tzvilak tor e'ne mispalo b'mokim sakone, Bavineinu mispalo lafilu shaloi b'mokim sakona. So let us say that is the difference. Yishloime d'hochi kaboy. The mother is not asking when you say this. May binayu kol echa bim koyme. When they are said. We're not going into when they are said. Tzviluk tzor b'mokim sakona. Bavineinu shaloi b'mokim sakona. When both are said, is there any difference between these two tzvilus? And the Gemara says there's a tremendous difference. Bavineinu need shalosh v'shoynes and his memra b'mumit. Yeah. Hoya reichiv ala chamoya. In the Mishnah we have, hoya reichiv ala chamoya, yeireid v'yispalo. It came as man tfile, he should not be mispalo on the chamoya, yeireid v'yispalo. That is a stam Mishnah. Hoya reichiv ala chamoya, tono rabono. That's the Stam Mishnah says Yered v'yispalo. In the Baraisa it says Hayeroich v'chomer v'giyas man tfile. Im yesh loy mishe yoiches es chamoiroi. If he has someone that'll hold the chamoir, Yered l'mata v'yispalo. Im lav yeshev b'mkoymoi v'yispalo. Or else if he has no one to hold the chamoir, so be very much mevulbul. His head will be on the chamoir. So Memele, so let's take his head off the chamer. Yeshev bim kaimai v'yispalo. There's a very interesting Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen asks a shaila. The Gemara says that one should only learn halacha psuke before davening, because if he doesn't learn halacha psuke, when he'll come to daven, he'll start thinking about what he learned and the kash and the teretz and the davening. It'll be a big mishmash. So the Trumas Hadeshen asks a shaila, what will be the din before a person goes into the Beis HaKisei? May he learn not halacha psuka, or he has to also learn halacha psuka. So the Trumas Hadeshen says he can learn whatever he wants. So the Trumas Hadeshen asks, no, there's a problem. No, he learned a very geshmak inyan. He has a very interesting kashna. He's going to the Beis HaKisei. So he'll start thinking about the shtiktayv he learned. So Trumas Hadeshen says, no problem. We'll start thinking. So then, to remind himself, a Beis HaKisei, not allowed to think. He'll think again. He'll still be here. No problem. He's allowed to do it. Whenever he'll start thinking, he'll remind himself, it's a Beis HaKisei, so he'll stop. One is permitted to do it. So the Trumas Hadeshen asks, so the same thing he can do by Shemayna Esrei also. He'll start thinking about the Kashi. He'll remind himself, he's not allowed to think about the Kashi. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, yeah, that's true, but daven he won't be able to daven. If his mind is busy thinking of the kasha and not to think of the kasha, in order to daven, one has to have a clear mind. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If the chamer is also on his head, that's taydachmi. So memele, if there's someone that can hold the chamer, memele. So memele, so he's taking care of the chamer, then his head can rest in the davening. In love, but if there's no one to take care of the chamer, so let him take care of the chamer. In love, yeshiv him kaimer v'yispal. That is the svar of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yaimer, benkach ubenkach yeshiv him kaimer v'yispal. Even there's someone else that can watch the chamer, is yeshiv him kaimer v'yispal. The yuvi she'ein datoy miyusheves olo. It's ein datei miyusheves, and there's a three-way machloikis how to explain what this means. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, aloche kerabi. Now, what does that mean? Ein Beitei mi Yusheves Olo. So Rashi says, Shein Beitei mi Yusheves Olo, Amoyer Dike Rashi, She Koshe Olo Ikuv Hadere. That means that if he's going to get off the Chamoyer, so he's in a hurry. He wants to go further. So Memele, that pressure that he has to go further, that will be matred the davening. So Faker, so remain on the Chamoyer, but it says more than remain on the Chamoyer according to Rashi. It means remain on the Chamoyer and you should ride on the Chamoyer. Akochach, that's Shaf and Rashi, and that's what Achoinim say. According to Rashi, it's not only Yeshev, it's go ahead with the Chamoyer. So Faker, so you know you're covering ground, and while you're riding the Chamoyer, You should daven Shemayne Esrei while you're in the midst of riding the Chamoyer. And what do we accomplish with this? We accomplish your daven better. By forcing yourself to get off the Chamoyer or to stand in one place, so Memele, you'll be under tremendous pressure, so you won't be able to be mechaven by the davening. So for Kerel, it'll be more kavon if you'll be riding on the Chamoyer. That is Shitas Rashi. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoine has a whole suffix if one is permitted to ride on the Chamoyer. He has a suffix. Because we'll see later there's a big shail if one is allowed to walk and to daven Shemayna Esrei. There's a whole tumul later. So the Rabbeinu Yoine holds lahalacha, one is not permitted to walk and daven. So the Rabbeinu Yoine has a problem. How can one ride on a Chamoyer and daven? He's also a person who's riding on a Baal Chai has a din kilu, he's a mahalach. So maybe there's a difference, even though he's kim mahalach, but he still could be mechaven. He has a pilpul al koponim in this nekude, if one is permitted to ride. So al kochach, he couldn't learn like Rashi that the heter is because ikav aderech, if the heter is ikav aderech, one is ikav permitted to ride. So Rabbeinu Yoine says a different shot. He says, ki b'yiride uba'aliye tizbalbel marshavtoi v'lo yuchal lechavim. This whole process of getting off the Chamoyer and those, that alone will preisel him up. Is memele, he's more in his senses when he's on the Chamoyer. To get off this whole, v'lo yuchal lechavim. Yiride ba'aliye tizbalbel marshavtoi v'lo yuchal lechavim. The Tashbatz brings down a third pshat in Rebbe, and the third pshat is Lefisha in Daitim Yeshevis Olov, that if he gives over his Chamoyer to someone else, he doesn't trust him. That means if he's taking care of the Chamoyer, no, he knows it's in good hands. But if someone else is taking care of the Chamoyer, ain't Daitim Yeshevis Olov. So according to the third pshat, could also be that he's not permitted to ride the Chamoyer. He's Mechuyev Leishev Bim Kaimai. Al Kaponim, these are the three Mahalchim, how to say Pshat and Rebbe. Now, let us see Taisvis. Halacha ke Rebbe, shelo yered lamata, he shouldn't get off the Chamoyer. Va'afilu shelo b'mokim sakon, we're not speaking about a mokim sakon over here. Va'afilu b'mahalach mispalo. So Taisvis zicha learned, like Rashi, that ain't daitim yishevis is, if he stays in one place, ain't daitim yishevis. He has to be ruig. The ikuv haderech is bothering him, so let's take care of the ikuv haderech. Let him, his mind should be on the derech. And after this pressure is taken off, he'll be able to be mechaven the best in this matter. Tana Rabbana, Suma, umi sheini yochel lachavin esaruchai. Or a person doesn't know which ruach is towards Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash. Yechaven liboy keneged oviv shebashamayim. Shenemar, he doesn't know how to face himself, aber kaponim delayed he should tune in to Yerushalayim. Shenemar vispalulu el Hashem. Keneged oviv shebashamayim, kem vispalulu el Hashem. Hoya oimed b'chutz la'oret, Yechaven Sotaisis is moichik the liboy over here. Here we're speaking about directions already. Or which direction should he face? Ho ye'oimed b'chutz al-oretz, Yechaven k'neged Eretz Yisrael. He should face Eretz Yisrael. שנאמר ויספלו אליו דרך ארצה. היום בארץ ישראל יכוון את ליבוי כנגד ירושלים, שנאמר ויספלו אל השם דרך העיר אשר בחרת. He should be facing the year, Yerushalayim. Hoya oimeid b'Yerushalayim yechaven esliboy keneged beis ha-migdosh. Shenemar v'ispalu el abayis hazeh. Hoya oimeid b'beis ha-migdosh. What if he's davening in the beis ha-migdosh? Yechaven esliboy keneged beis kodshei ha-kodosh. Shenemar v'ispalu el amokim hazeh. Hoya oimed beveis kodshei hakodoshim yechaven keneged hakapoyres. He should be mechaven keneged hakapoyres. So the Yaivet says, either it's talking about the base, the Rosh is moichik, either it's talking about the Kohen Gadol. So when he's mispalo, or could be it's talking about between the two Poroichesim, which were before the Kodesh HaKadosh, but also it's the din of Kodesh HaKadosh. So he should face the Kapoiris and be mispavel there. You can go to mispavel Shom Tfilah Ketorah. He should face the Kapoiris, he should face the Orin. Hoya oimed achirei beis HaKapoiris. What if he's standing behind the Kodesh Kadoshim? There's Yud Aleph Amma behind there. Yeroa Atzmoi Ki'ilu Lifnei HaKapoyres. Let us see Rashi. Achoyrei Beis Ha'ilchavin Es Aruchais Letzad Eretz Yisrael Kidabina Lameima Teil Sha'akel Poinim Boi. That's the end of the Gemara. Achoyrei Beis HaKapoyres B'mayrev ha-zore ho-yud alef amal chotzer mi-koysel beis kotshi ha-kadoshim v'koysel ma-rovi shal ha-zore. It's not really the koysel of the Kodesh Kadoshim, it was a koysel afterwards from around the Heichel. V'oymet shom, a person who was standing there, marzil ponov le-beis ha-kapoyres le-mizra. So he turns around and he faces Mizrach. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. So, the going, so what is Pshat? So what is Pshat? Yeiroa atzmoi ki'ilu lifnei ha-kapoyres. The going says, Pashtus the Loshna Gemore, it would seem that he should, Yeiroa atzmoi ki'ilu lifnei ha-kapoyres. He should be just like the people who are standing lifnei hakapoyres. And just like the people who are standing lifnei hakapoyres. They are facing Meirev. So he should also face Meirev. That's how the Goyim learns Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says Faker. Rashi says he should turn to Mizrach. So what Yeroa Atzmoi Ki'ilu Oimed lifnei hakapoyres. So the Rabbi Yoine learns here that Gimelam at Beis and Rabbi Yoine learns like Rashi. Yeroes atme kiloim lifnei akapoyres. Kloima yachzer ponov lekir marovi. Sheshoma kapoyres, he should turn around. Ve'ero beliboy kilu hoyayim b'fnim miYisrael ponu v'vnei kapoyres atzmoi. Sh'av pishloim mispalu l'ruach shekol Yisrael mispalu lim. He's not facing the same direction that Klal Yisrael is facing. Sh'akapoyres ayinosum b'tzad mayra v'chol Yisrael shohoyu b'beis hamigdosh mispalu p'neim keneged mayra. V'zek sh'ayim edachayre ha-kapoyres aponav l'kapoyres nimtze sh'aponav keneged ha-mizrach. This is like Rashi says over here. V'einei mispalo l'tzad she'kol Yisrael mispalo. He's davening in an opposite direction. V'afilo hochi ein bekach klum. Kimin sh'aponav l'kir ha-kapoyres. He's facing the same area. U'pnei kol Yisrael ha-kapoyres.
So Mamela, and he should feel that he's together with them Al Kaponim, but he should be facing in a different direction. So that's Al Kaponim, the Ben Yen and the Gimel Amid Beis seems to say like Rashi over here, and the Goyim wants to say that Yirat Makilo Lefnei Kapeiris, that's telling us which direction he should face. He should face the same direction those who are Lefnei Kapeiris are facing. Nimtza Oymed B'Mizrach, Marzapon of Lamayra, B'Mayrav, Marzapon of Lamizrach, whatever direction you are of Eretz Yisrael, you should face the opposite direction. B'Dorim, Marzapon of L'Tofen, B'Tofen, Marzapon of L'Dorim. Nimtza Kol Yisrael Machavnim Es Libon B'Mokem Echot. Omar Rav Ovin V'Teim Rav Avina Maikro, the Gemara says, Kemigdal David Tzaborech, Tzaborech Bonu L'Tal Piyois, Teo Shekol Piyois Poinimbos. So, Rabbi Yainison Zechayna Levroche asks a Shaila, what Pshat Maikro? The Gemara brought Pesukim that you have to face, Yerush Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdosh. He brought all Pesukim. Now, all of a sudden, Rav Avina says, Maikro, good morning, we brought Pesukim already. So he brings, that someone brings B'Shem HaGoyin, that it's missing a few words in the Gemara. Tinach bizman she'beis hamikdash kayin. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayin ma'iko l'meima. So how do you know there's such an inyan? So the Gemara brings the posik, tal piyois, tel she'kol piyois, Painim boy. So where do we see that this means bisman achubim? So he brings Achsam from the Rekeach that tail is a loshen chubim. Tail oilom. It says by Irani Dachas. So memele, so tail piyais, even b'mokim achubim, it also called piyais painim boy. Taisvis. Hoya oimed b'chutzal oretz, yechavim k'neged eretz Yisrael. V'yosin liboy. Upon of koi, to the tani safe, or yoim the mizrach, mazal upon of lemaire. The tail, piyais tail, shekol, piyais painim boy, chahach shmaitze kaimelo. The chaim askinem belo yachve, the komo, atum, the kaimisun, litzefoina deretz Yisrael, you, that bubble, mustama was in the north of Eretz Yisrael, adrimu, so you should daven towards the south. Like Kahani Ameiroi de Lael, there's other Meiroim in Lo Yachper, the Pligi they hold, one has to daven Keneged the Mokim Ashchine, and the Shailas is Ashchine Bemizrach, or Bemeire. No, we paskin, it's not Shchine, it's Eretz Yisrael. So now Taisa says, Achshev Onu Bemarov is Shal Eretz Yisrael, we are on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, the Bali Taisa says, okay, no, no, point him, Lemizrach. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Avuah de Shmuel ve Levi. The Avuah de Shmuel ve Levi ki have a boy le meipak le uche. When they wanted to go, wanted to be a yoitze le derech. And, they had two alternatives. One alternative is, they were leaving early in the one alternative was like this. They should daven b'derech. If you daven b'derech, there's a big problem, because you're a mahalach. By the derech, they couldn't stop. They were going keseder. So they have to daven shemayna esrei b'hiloch. So in order to avoid that, they could daven before they were yaitzil derech. They could daven shemayna esrei before they were yaitzil derech. But that meant a tremendous kula. The kula was that when they were yaitzel the derech early in the morning before zman kriyishma, so memele it would come out they would lose smichas gula letvila. They daven early in the morning, they're going to lose smichas gula letvila, but they'll be able to daven shmeina esrei b'meumid. If they want to be mahada with smichas gula letvila, so they have smichas gula letvila, but they're losing. That they're not davening Shmeinesre b'me'umid, they're davening it b'mahalach. So now we'll see there's a whole sugya that speaks about this thing. Avue de Shmuel v'Levi, ki havu boi le'meifak li'uchet. When they wanted to be yoitzim l'derech, havi mekadmi yomatzli. So early in the morning, they daven Shemayne Esrei. He have a motis man Krishna, so they daven Shemayne Esrei already, without Krishna, without Birchas Krishna. Have a motis man Krishna, in the middle of the derech, when it came man Krishna, koru. Then they learned Krishna. So they were mahapach the Seder, it was Tfilah, and then Krishna. Keman, where do you see such a mahalach that one should be magdim Tfilah to Shemayna Esrei? Ki hai tana. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa, Hishkim Lotseis Loderech. A person woke up early in the morning to be a Yaitse Loderech, Midin Loi Shaifer Vitaikeya, Lulev Umananeya. So he does these mitzvahs early in the morning. It's very interesting. The Tana doesn't speak about Shemayna Esrei. He speaks about Shaifa, Lulav, and Megillah, and he speaks about Krishna. We'll see later. Now let's go further. Hishkim leishev bekoi, oy besvine. Here, this is bechoil, that he's going leishev bekoi, oy besvine. He's gonna go in a koron besvine, and there's a problem when a person davens besvine, oy bekoi, it's not such a mesuda de kedavene. Benkach u benkach, koire krishma mispal. There's no such thing of davening Shemayna Esrei before, because then you lose Michas Gula Letfilah. So you go out, you don't do anything. And when it comes, Man Krishma, Kaira Krishma, Mispalo Kadesha Yismaich Gula Letfilah. But my Komiflegi, what is the Machloikis, Abu Adishmur, well, what is the Machloikis, the Tanakamar Abshim Manolozo? Mar Sova Tfilah Mu'umedod. The Tanakama holds it's preferable to daven mu'umid. He's not a mahalach, he can daven with more kavonah, so let him daven Shemayna Esrei first, even though he's losing gula letfilah. And we'll see Taisi bin Zaramachlekes out to Paschal. Alocha, we Paschal like this day, that tefillah mu'umid is better than smichas gula letfilah. Umar sova mismach gula letfilah odit. And the other man, the Yomot, Mismach Gula Letfila Ode. Before we go into the whole sugya, someone once asked me a shayla, if he has a shayla like this, he can daven be Yechidis in New York, or he can daven be Minyan in the bus. So which is better? So Lechayre, we have a raya from our Gemara. We have here, which is, a person has over here, smichas gula letfilah, or tadavin mu'umid. Which one is better? And we paskin that mu'umid is better than smichas gula letfilah. Now, which is better, smichas gula letfilah or tfilah betzibo? Smichas gula letfilah is better than tfilah betzibo. V'horaye, if a person comes into a shul in the morning, and they're up to Shemayna Esrei, so he's not allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei with the tzibo. He has to daven. He has to be Seimach Gula Letfilah. So we see that Smichas Gula Letfilah is more Choshev than Tfilah Betibol. And Tfilah Mu'umid is more Choshev than Smichas Gula Letfilah. So Lechayre, that's what one should do. Al Kaponim, we have here Amach Loikis, the Tanakamah, Rab Shimon Ben Alot. Omar Sova, Mismach Gula Letfilah, Odit. Let us see Rashi. Havi Mikadmi, Koidim Hayoin. Now we'll see. Let's see Taisus. Taisus Abu Dishmu Vleiv Mekadmi Umatli. So Taisus is Peirish Rashi Koidem Amud Hashacha. That's a Taisus Lemshat Rashi. V'loy Nire. Tim Kain Loihoyu Yaitzim by Klau. That Dain Ain Yoyim. If they started davening before Koidem Ayoyim means Koidem Amud Hashacha. That Dain Ain Yoyim. Lachach Nire Keperish Abayne Chananu. The Mishaol Amud Hashacha Koma. That the Mekadmi Umatli means after Amud Hashachar. V'hava Mekadmi, what's Mekadmi? Koidem Honetzach HaMekoma. V'dayin in the Iker Zman Tvila. It's a B'dievedik Zman Tvila. That's called mekadme umatzli. But al koponim, there's a machloikis of Rashi, ta odese Rashi also means koidem ayem, means koidem aneitzachame. Another say that Rashi take is a gewaldike chiddush from Rashi, the Rashi also can daven tefillah shachas, tefillah before amud ha-shachas. Al koponim, yeah, bekorem u-besvine, ike bi yesusa demaye, so he won't daven so good, even though he's not walking, but there's bi yesusa demaye. Kaire krishme, yamte machigi is man krishme, vi yikreeno, that's rabshime menolose, v'achakach yispalo. Tvilem umed odit, tvilem umed is better. That's what the Tana Kamol, seyochel lechaven es libo, if he's standing, he can be mechaven. Lefikach oimedim in lispalo umed bebeisom, lo yitzalcho lispalo baderech v'mahalo. Let's go further. Mereimer umarzutre haven mechanti beyasore b'shabbat derigle umatzlu, v'hodor nafkul lepirke. Let us see what we're speaking about over here. Rashi, b'shabbat ha-derigle, b'shabbos shalifnei Pesach, v'atzeres v'sukkos. There was these three Shabbos before the Yom Tovim. The whole Olam came together, and they used to learn the Hilchos HaChag for the Olam. Umereimer be'iroi, umarzutrei be'iroi, Hoyu ha-darshonim. They were the darshonim. They were the ones that learned with the Olam. V'shachris hoyu ha-om hoyuchim le-beis ha-medrash. The Olam went, they went before Zman Krishna. They went early in the morning. There's a lot of halachas to learn. V'shachris hoyom hoyuchim le-beis ha-medrash. Uchshemagiyah Zman Krishna, koyren. Then the Olam started learning Krishna. V'ha-darshon doyrish. And the Darshan was saying the drosha. He continued with the drosha. V'ha'om nishmotim u'mispalalim ish ish levadoi. The Beit Medrash didn't get empty. He had to have someone to listen to the drosha. So when that person finished, he asked the other one, what did they say in the meantime? So there was someone holding cheshbon. Al koponim v'adarshan doirish. V'ha'om nishmotim u'mispalalim ish ish levadoi. Aber al koponim, you needed someone to be the darshan. So Mereimer and Mazutra, they were the darshanim, so they had a daven also, they also even. Lekach, so they had an einfall. Heimo yema'asvim lam yud shachris koidim sheyelchu lebeis ha-medr. So they made a minyan early in the morning, noch alois ha-shacha, they made a minyan. V'koirin krishme, mispalem b'smichas gula le-tfile, v'hodam napki le-pilke v'doshi. And later they said the drosh. That's what Mereimer Mazutra did. Rav Ashi Matzli Bahadi Tzibure Biyochid Miyushid. Rav Ashi did not do such a thing. Rav Ashi came earlier. The tzetel that said the drosha of Rav Ashi started earlier than Mazutra's and Mereimer's drosha. Because they davened yet with a minion and a krishma and tfilip. Rav Ashi started earlier this year. What was the Shemayin Esri? Matzli Bahadi Tzibure Biyochid Miyushid. He daven Shemayin Esri in the middle of the drosha. Now, how can you daven in the middle of the drosha if you're darshaning? So let's see what he did. Ravashi o Yerosh Yeshiva b'mosa mechasya. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. V'dairish. He was the dairish also. V'hu loy hoya mispalo koyde beis ha-medrash. He didn't daven before he went out to the beis ha-medrash. No. Elok shemagiyah zman krishme. When it came zman krishme. When then people started nishmotim, and then there was the whole Isaac. Loichish harbe yachad lemeturgimin ha'imid lefona. We have to understand that there was a meturgimin in front of Ravashi that explained the halachas Ravashi said. So right before it came that zman, so he told him a lot of halachas, that he should have what to say, kol zman hu bilenin krishme, and davening shemaynes. Uba'oid, shametugimin mashmiya l'rabin, and the metugimin is saying over the halachas, hu koirei eshma, he lenin krishme, v'soymech gula l'tvile, and he davening shemaynesre, Umispalo meyushiv. And he was sitting down there, then the Targumim was saying the drasha, and he davened shemin asr meyushiv. So I haya reitze lotzeis, shalai latriach asatzibo lakum mipono. So the Sifse Chachamim says, pshat, he didn't have an eitze. He wanted the oilam to listen to the drasha. It was very important to hear the drasha. If he's going to go out, all stand up, and the drasha will get all mevubel with the drasha. So let them concentrate on the drasha. If he would stand up in the base medrash, it also would stand up. So Memele, so he was sitting and davening, and the drasha was continuing. Bahadi tzibure, b'shor shatzibol nishmotim u'mispalalim. When others were leaving, then he sat down and he said Krishma and the Shemayna Esrei. Inami, another pshat v'hadi tzibure, k'moishu yoy, because the tzibur wasn't davening then. So it means b'hadi tzibur, b'shasha tzibur nishmotim, when they were going out. Inami b'hadi tzibure, k'moishu yoyshev v'soichat tzibur, that he was sitting in the tzibur, k'loima, sh'ayna yoytze. This is what Marzutra did. This was what Rabashi did. In Kiyava Osele Beise, when he came back home, Kiyava Osele Beise, Choyzer Umispalo Mu'umed Lachaven Esliba. He davened over again Shemayna Esrei. Ganyene Shemayna Esrei that he davened Bishas, he was sitting down. It was a Shemayna Esrei on Kavona. It was a very Mevubul Dikematzit. So Memela, when he came home, he davened again, davened to Shemay Nesrei. Either it was Beteiris Nedova, or Meikir Adin, he held, since it was a Shemay Nesrei on Kabone, so he davened over again, L'chaven Esliba. Omri Lei Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon told Ravashi, V'le'eved Ma'al Kemereima Ma'azutr. Why did you do such a muzer dike thing? You davened Shemay Nesrei sitting down, you come home, you davened again. Why do you do like Mereimer or Mazutra? They just were mentioned before they went to the Drosha. The Drosha started a little late. But they, Al-Kaponim, they started the day like Ayid. They said Krishna and they davened Shemayna Esrei. And later they said, you're making such a very interesting anhoge. Om Elohu Tricheli Milse. So Rashi says something very interesting. Tricheli milse, how it lies in the lashon of tricheli milse, veisachnit la acher beis hamedrash acheis palo. He says what? Because of me, the shir should start 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later. I don't have places for that. That was their chesed. I can't do such a thing. To daven before la acher beis hamedrash acheis, to be ma'acher the beis medrash. No, the beis medrash has to start early. So memela, I won't do such a thing. So the Gemara says, "Well, Eved Mar Kavua de Shmuel v'Levi." He says they made Ravashi a Mareimer a Mazutre. They thought really started late. They Krishme with a minion and Smichas Gula Latvila and Birchas Krishme. Okay, so Davin Shmei Nesra alone. "Well, Eved Mar Kavua de Shmuel v'Levi." So Davin Shmei Nesra alone. So Mamel Yochapa Rain Tfilim Umid. Al-Kapani will daven one Shemay Nesrei. Smichas Gula Tfilim. You won't have Smichas Gula Tfilim. Do that. Amalahu Leichazinu Lu Rabbonon Kashishim Inon Da Ovdi Hohi. I didn't see that someone did like them. I didn't see Matzach Kefir Tazoi. So Mamel, I also didn't want to do it. Let us see Rashi. Levit Mal Kavua de Shmuel Velevi, Shemispalalim Kaidam Hayoim Bebeisa, so they daven Shemay Nesra at home, Mu'umit, Bleitit Starech Lebeis Tvile, Mishamismach Gula Letvile, Kivin the, what Smichas Gula Letvile, so Rashi says, Kivin, there's a Lomdus, Kivin the Matzli Kaidam Krishma Leikopti, since when they started davening Shemay Nesra, there was not Zaman Krishma, there's no Chiyim of Smichas Gula Letvile. He says, "Lechazinu lo rabbonim keshishim minon daov dihochi." I don't see. That means he was much later than Avu Adishmu. I don't see all the rabbonim that to do such an hoge sheagdimu tefillah lekrishim hilkach. I didn't see such a thing. So memeil, I didn't want to do that either to be magdim tefillah lekrishim. Kiv and the mam temit tefillah zman krishim. So memele mitzvah lismach tefillah achagula. Lefikach mispalu miyushev bimkaymoi. Ulefi shein dafe miyusheves olof kolkach. Tzorich larze uspalu bebeis. He didn't have any eitze. So therefore, that's what he did. Toisvis mismach gula letfilah odit mila hispalel mu'umit. It's preferable, in the machloikis heistes of the Tanoim, Rav Shimon ben Alozo, and the Tanikame, so it's preferable to be saimach gula letfilah. Therefore, you mispalo baderach. Hochi poski bal halachis gedoiles, halachis Rav Shimon ben Alozo. That what? That you should defakert. That you do everything baderech. You do krishma and tefillah baderech. Even though you're mahala. Umashme diyut ches brochis mutalis palo baderech. It seems you're allowed to daven shmeine esrei while b'mahala. That's the shaila. If mu'umid is more choshiv, then smichas gula letfillah. Yol smichas gula letfillah is more choshiv. So a person is permitted to walk in Daven Shemayne Esra. Vein tzorich lamed. In toima, faktoisus akashe, umayshna mehavineinu, the maskina la'el, the ma'umid davke, faktoisus amayra dike kashe. Havineinu, which is bimokim Shemayne Esra. We said havineinu is not permitted to be said. Havineinu is not permitted to be said mahalach. Havineinu me'umid. Tzilaktzora be'umid be'malach. But Havineinu, which is a condensed form of Shemayna Esrei, seven brachas, you say me'umid. And here, Shemayna Esrei, you say mahalach. What's the cheshbon? Yeshloima, Tishani Havineinu shehiktzora ve'en kan bitul derech kolkach k'moy b'yut ches brach. So Taisa said as follows. This person is a Yaitzila Derech. We have to take into consideration the Ikova Derech. So Memeo, that's also, it's no Indian, he should stand in the middle. So that pressure will take away from his Kavon. So Bishleim Avineinu, it's only seven Broches. No! Seven Broches! As Eifel can as a Chaynal. But Yud Ches Broches, that's a Gewalt. Yud Ches Broches, you can't tell him to stand. So Memeila Yudches Broches, he can say b'mahalo. Trek the Rashba Amayra Dikekash. Trek the Rashba, he says he doesn't understand what Taisvus is saying. He says, let's look in the Baraisa. Hishkim Lotus Laderech Mevin Loi Shoifa. You bring him a Shoifa. So if it's talking Mevin Loi Shoifa, it's not talking about Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah, Mevin Loi Shoifa. So he says, how many brachas does one say, Rosh Hashanah? Also seven brachas. You also say seven brachas. Rosh Hashanah, you say seven brachas. Seven brachas, Taisvah says, that is seven brachas, you're not a mahalach. Seven brachas, you stand, you say Shemin Esra there. So the Meila Frechter of Taisvah, and he blinds by a Tzorchi and on Taisvah. So the Tzlach wants to say on this Kashe, according to Agirset's Meiridik, he says, let's look in the Beraisa. The Beraisa says, the first part of the Beraisa is very sosum. The first part of the Beraisa says like this. Hishkim lotzis loderech, mevin loy shayfa v'tekeya, lula v'menaneya, megile v'koyrebo, shigiyaz man krishma koyre. So the first part of the Beraisa does not say when he daven shemayna esrei. It doesn't say anything. It says, he blows shofar, and he learns krishma later. What was Shemayna Esrei? The Tana didn't speak about it. Later it says, Yoyshev, Hishkim Leishev, Bekorin, Misbalel. Shigi is man krishma kaire. So, but the first case, it doesn't say when he davens. So the Tzlach says, you know why he doesn't say when he davens? Because he can't talk about it, it matters. If it's Rosh Hashanah, he's gonna daven later. Back in the way the Rashba says, it's only seven brachas. If it's Purim, or daven before, it's Yud Ches Broches. She didn't want to go into the davening. So Memele, he just said, I'll kupon him, your Yoitza Lederach, make sure you blow Shaifa. That's also fun. In the Derach, you won't have a Shaifa. Here the Megillah. Shemayna Esrei, it depends. Shemayna Esrei, it depends, What Shemayin Esrei is saying, if he's saying a Yud Ches Shemayin Esrei, if he's saying a Zayin Shemayin Esrei. That's what the Tzlach says. And I thought according to the Tzlach, is Meiridik, later I saw that the Divrei David asks the Kashi, as a different Mahalach in the Gemara, but the Loshen of Rab Shimon ben Elazar is Meiridik Shver. Rab Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, Benkach u Benkach Keire Krishma Mispalo. What's the Benkach u Benkach? Where's the two cases? Say in this case, say in this case, Keire Krishma Mispalo. I mean, he says you always daven before. And he says you daven later. So what's the Benkach u Benkach? But according to the Tzlach, it's Meiridik. Because the Tanakhama also held there's a time you daven later. Rosh Hashanah you daven later, because only seven brachas. Purim you daven earlier. So the Tanakhama made a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Purim. According to the Tanakhama, Rosh Hashanah, he didn't speak about Mispalo. Rosh Hashanah you'll daven later, but you'll stand still later. Purim you'll daven earlier. And so he made a difference. And Yotzei Bekorin in the middle of the week, Yizich daven earlier. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, Benkach or Benkach, say it's Purim, say it's Rosh Hashanah, say it's Yotzei Bekorin, there's no difference. You always daven later. So it's Meredik Meduyik, the Loshen of Rab Shimon ben Elazar, which like this, I saw the David David, Mutzitzach Zer Shtak, like this, it's very schwer what the Loshen Benkach or Benkach. That's one Teretz of Tais. The Ram says another teretz. The Hochem, a Meiridik Echidish over here, that the Emes and Taish is a problem. Havineinu, you have to stand. In Shemayin Esri, you don't have to stand. The Hochem, according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, the Yidam Shemayin Esri ben Mahalach, Ki Hoda Lebeisa, you know, when he comes back home, Mitzali Meyumit, Fakel, you also stand. Shad is Yidavin Mahalach now. When you come back home, you have to daven over again Shemayin Esrei. Kedomrinim b'samuch, Rav Ashli Matzli Bahadi Tzibure B'yochid Miyushiv. That's the end of the Gemara. Kedelik Reis Krishma B'shaito. Rihoda Lebeisei Matzli Miyumit. So we see, he daven then Shemayin Esrei, he made Tzmichas Gula L'Tvila, and then later he daven again Shemayin Esrei. Techaparayin D'Tvila Miyumit. So the Ram wants to say that what Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, you mispalo b'mahalach, that's Nishmei Nesra number one. But later you mispalo m'umit. V'rach posak k'avua d'shmul v'levi. V'rach, and that's how we paskin l'haloche, k'avua d'shmul v'levi, that you daven Nishmei Nesra first, Tvila ma'umid is more choshev than smichas gula l'tvila. It says, "Miyumi dekama Rav Ashi loy chazina l'rabon and keshishi da ovdin hachi mashme de'ein halachi kemoisam." And the Rosh wants to say that could be it's not a kashe on the Rabbeinu Chananu. That what he said loy chazinin that rabon and keshishi ovdi hachi, he means to say like this. That Heino time of the Mahalach the Derech Eine Yochel Lechaven Hilkech Tev Yoise Sheyagdim Vispalo Mohumet. He says there it's better in order to prevent Atfile Behiloch, it's better to daven before. Aber Ravashi Mispalo Meyushiv Lekach Lehoye Reitze Lehagdim. That's why he didn't want to be Magdim. He says he didn't see the Darshanim used to do like Avuah D'Shmul. Avuah D'Shmul was a Yaitzel Derech. But he Lamaisa the Darshanim, since he was able to daven sitting down, so therefore he held that's preferable to daven sitting down than, and to Mechaparayin Smichas Gulul Tfilah.